On expenses. The UK parliamentary expenses scandal. Corruption at home. When you pay your taxes, what do you expect the government to spend your money on? Hospitals, schools, housing and transport? Of course. A house for a pet duck? Certainly not. A recent political scandal in the UK has shown the British public how their hard-earned money is being spent by MPs. This is the first of a two-part series on the now famous UK parliamentary expenses scandal. One of the first cases involved Conservative MP Derek Conway. He employed his son Frederick as a parliamentary assistant and claimed £11,773 a year for the boy's salary. Sounds okay, doesn't it? The thing is that Frederick was a full-time student at Newcastle University at the time, and there was no record of him ever actually doing any work for his father. Conway was fined £13,000 and was expelled from the Conservative Party in disgrace. It was later discovered that he had claimed a similar salary for another son. Other scandals involved MPs' claims for ordinary expenses. Over the years, MPs have put in thousands of claims for legitimate items, such as food, accommodation and travel. But other claims seem to point to the fact that some MPs are really trying to milk the system. Dog food, tin openers, cleaning products and even toilet seats. One of the most spectacular claims involved Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Amongst her many receipts, she put in one for the cost of two adult X-rated films that her husband had watched in a hotel where they were staying. Ms. Smith was mortified when she found out about it, and her husband was forced to issue an apology. Jackie Smith was also at the centre of the second home scandal. Under the existing law, many MPs have a right to buy a second home. For example, if an MP represents a part of Edinburgh, in Scotland, and they have to attend Parliament in London, which is 650 kilometres away, they can buy a second home in or near London. However, many MPs use this as an excuse to get a bit of extra cash or to buy another home. For example, Labour Minister Tony McNulty was claiming for a second home that was only 12 kilometres from his first home. And Conservative MP Eric Pickle's second home is only 47 kilometres from his main home. In fact, 16 London MPs were claiming up to £16,000 a year each for a second home, although they live less than an hour from the Houses of Parliament in central London. Jackie Smith's case was a bit more complicated. In total, she claimed more than £100,000 for a second home. She told the accounts office that a house in London she shared with her sister was her main home. This meant she could use the parliamentary second home allowance to fund costs associated with her family home, which was in her Redditch constituency, more than 100 kilometres away. However, she was spending more nights at her family home in Redditch than in London. So, did she really need a second home, or was she just trying to make a bit of extra cash? As Home Secretary, she also receives a free house from the state. So why does she need to stay at her sister's? Who knows? But it isn't fair. More next month.